Hi, welcome to yet another episode of A Thousand Voices. This is episode 55 on chapter 3, and chapter 3 is family matters, family issues. That's what I'm talking about. And today, if you were listening to the last podcast, I talk about digging deep into the trauma, and I'm coming back with another hit again, which is parental alienation. Yes, I said I'm talking about family matters and I'm not leaving any stone unturned. I'm going to talk about everything, and I make sure that I will make sure that you have an understanding and you can take what works for you. You will leave what doesn't. But the biggest goal is to make sure that it helps. It's all about healing. It's all about love. So, parental alienation. Addressing the issues of parental alienation as a parent, right? Where either one parent is involved, another parent is not, you know, or the child's relationship is undermined by either parent, you know. It's important to discuss how that impacts the child's development. And I want to make sure you understand how you can navigate and address this complex dynamic. Right? So parental alienation is a complex and concerning dynamic that occurs in some broken families where the father maybe is not there, or he is not even interested anymore. He's busy with his new family. He completely neglects his old family. Or where the mom is, you know, she doesn't pay attention to the children because she's hurt. The children are constantly reminding her of the brokenness of the family. So first thing first, you have to recognize the signs, right? Because parental alienation can manifest in so many ways. This includes negative comments towards the children, false accusations about the other parent, talking bad about the other parent, limiting contact or visitations, or manipulating the child's emotions. This is one big one that I personally was a victim of. I'd have one parent saying the bad things about the other parent, another parent saying the bad things about the other parent, and manipulating my emotions as a child. This now gave me a room where I would undermine other parents' authority, because I was like, these two are using me. So you know what? You know, if that's what's gonna happen, then you know, you get what I mean. Please note, this is all in the past. Everything I'm sharing is all in the past. I'm talking about something that I've dealt with. You know, right now I'm in such a beautiful family unit and I'm grateful. I love all my parents the way they are, and I thank God each and every single day that I pray. I thank God for them. So there were the signs. Second, prioritize your child's best interest. So when you are addressing parental alienation, it's very important to know that the child's best interests are, you know, important. Ignore what's going on between the two of you and put the child's interests first. Create an environment that child would thrive. Create an environment that will support that child's emotional well-being, that supports that child's stability, supports that child's health, and you know, that child really has to be taken good care of. Communication plays a big role. As parents, you need to understand that your children have feelings, and as they are growing, those stages of feelings are constantly changing. So who else can they talk to, you know, before they can run to now talk to a friend or to a random stranger? You need to create an environment as a parent that your child will come to you first, and they are able to share their concerns and their feelings with you. So create a safe environment where they can easily discuss and share their experiences and emotions with you without the fear of being judged or without any repercussions that comes after they tell you whatever they want to tell you, because you would rather be the first person to know than to hear it from somebody else. maintain a positive co-parenting relationship despite the divorce. Please, despite the challenges, please strive to maintain a positive co-parenting relationship. Encourage cooperation, encourage respect and effective communication. Either phone calls, either visitations face-to-face, either emails, there has to be positivity in that. And also the consistency in that will create a, you know, united front. It will also diminish any negative effects of parental alienation, right? Then I always talk about seeking help. I think as time goes on, I will have some psychologists and some family counselors to actually recommend. So just stay tuned in that regard. I will give you the plug, okay? Now, when it comes to just documentation and seeking legal support, if a parental alienation situation becomes a legal concern, it's very important, right, to consult attorneys, consult a family lawyer, have your rights in place, understand your rights, explore your legal options and protect your children, protect your well-being, protect your relationship, because it can get messy. I know it can get messy. Then also focus on rebuilding. Yes, if you decide to take matters into your own hands, take steps of rebuilding trust, because parental alienation has domino effects that not only affect the child when they're a child, but when they grow up, that's what they call childhood trauma, right? So build that trust and maintain that consistent showing of love and support, and refrain from negative talk about the other parent. Please don't even talk about the other parent. If you can, you'll be a super cool mom or super cool dad. Just focus on your business and focus on your things, but stop having a ground where you're with the child, you're talking about the other parent, and then the child is with the other parent and the other parent is talking about the other parent. That is toxic. That has to stop. Now, last point I want to talk about is provide emotional support. So, for example, if you're a parent and you notice the other parent is alienating the child, provide double emotional support. Just be there to offer emotional support, because it's very important for the child. Provide resources for them. Like I mentioned, next time I will definitely have like a family counselor that I can recommend. Then you guys can go and develop a healthy coping mechanism of, let's say, an estranged parental alienation situation. That's deep. Yeah, because those things do happen where the father is nowhere to be found, doesn't want anything to do with the child, or vice versa, the mother is nowhere to be found, doesn't want anything to do with the child. That does affect the child's well-being. No lies. No lies. When God created us, He didn't make us with that void of your mom is not going to be there, you're going to be raised with a single parent. He said mother and father. So biologically, DNA, we're encoded to depend on both parties. So this thing of having single motherhood or single fatherhood is not normal. And us having a society that depends on that is not cool. I don't think it's cool, because it affects the child more than anything. And when they grow, hurt people hurt people. Then people have to now spend lots of money seeking counselors, going through therapy to heal things that were not supposed to have existed in the first place. Yeah, so that's it, guys. Offer support to your children. Really do. Communication is important. Validate their feelings. Maintain a healthy relationship. Foster positive relationships with your children. Offer them stability and structure. That is very important. Offer them stability and structure, because the other parent is not there. Yeah. And if you're a parent listening, or if you know any parent that you feel like should listen to this, feel free to share with them, because you never know how this could help. It could help, literally. Thank you so much for tuning in on this episode. I hope you are enjoying this family discussion so far. Spotify has a new feature that you can interact with episodes. So I encourage you to add comments. I encourage you to add questions. I encourage you to suggest what you would like me to talk about. And I really encourage you to interact with me. Let's have an open dialogue. Let's help each other heal, you know. Let's heal. Let's talk about these things that we never used to speak about. Because now, if we as a family are united, there is no room for the devil to come in and scatter that anymore. But what I notice is the devil is using his power, he's using his tools and everything to destroy the black family, or any family in that regard. He's really doing the most, because once a family is broken, there's no structure, there's no morals, there's no system. Everything is just random. And guess what happens when things are random? You're more susceptible to lies. You're more prone to digesting anything, even some of the things that are harmful for you at the end of the day. Let us not forget that that is the tool the devil uses. He wants people to be confused and not believe in God, or not to know who God is. He wants to create that room of failure. So all I can say is just take some time to understand how your family is and love each other, so that once you have that oneness, then you are there for each other, you support one another, you love one another, you care for each other, and ultimately you live a more happier life and you get more blessings and you get more, you know, you just get more in life in general. Share this, guys. Share it. I'm open to feedback. I'm open to understanding. Maybe what I've been sharing in the past 5 episodes doesn't get along with what you think, but there's the platform. This is an open space. It's a safe space, free space. Let's create short clips that you can copy and share on your social media. You can share on your status. Understand this and hear what people have to say, you know. That's it for me. Thank you so much and have a good one till the next episode. Next episode, I'm going to talk about something else completely, but let me give you highlights. So I'm going to be still talking about family, right? But it's going to be parenting tips and advice. That's what's going to come in the next episodes. And balancing work and family life. Ooh, family health and wellness. Financial planning for families. And also celebrating family traditions and milestones. Very important, actually. I think I'll start with that. Then nurturing your siblings, sibling union, sibling relationships, have those things involved. And don't forget multi-generational families, because for example, myself, I want my great 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 grandchild to know me by name, you understand. Also mindful parenting and navigating transition and building resilience in children. And yo, this one is a big one. Oh my god, I almost missed this. Digital well-being for families. It's gonna be exciting, guys. I look forward to this chapter 3. Amazing. So there we have it, guys. Have a good one, and till we meet again in the next episode. Cheers. Bye.